Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Something we have to think about are these power outages. So there was quite a significant power outage yesterday in Johannesburg. Most people came back on late afternoon, early evening. We didn't. By this morning, in fact, we still were not back on in some parts of the greater Glen Hazel area. And then this morning here at Chai, we went off again. We are currently running on backup power. Joining us this morning to try and understand or try and take us through what is actually happening is Councillor Daniel Shea. He is the councillor for the Democratic Alliance in Ward 72. Daniel, good morning. Hope you're okay.
Morning, Howard. I'm well, and how are you doing?
I am doing well. I'd feel better if I had electricity, but I guess that's true of most of us. What is the latest? What do we understand?
We're getting information from City Power that they're investigating. That's their communication. What I can tell you based on the information I have is that we've essentially got three separate blocks of outages within Ward 72. And you've got essentially on the west, you've got Glen Hazel and parts of Fairmount. And then you've got Sunningdale as a separate outage, and then Fairvale as a third outage. Obviously, Fairvale's been the one that was constant. Mm-hmm. Sunningdale was restored yesterday and then came down again. Mm. They happened at the same time, but there's three distinct groupings that I'm seeing.
Okay, and this morning's one, we don't really know at this point. What do we know? Which power which distributor it's at this morning?
So it's probably the Glen Hazel South distributor from the Greswold substation. But I think what we're seeing essentially is all around in City Power. So they're doing these quick fixes with what they have, and it comes to bite you again literally within the day.
Is it possible that this is because it's, well, I guess yesterday wasn't actually cooler, but that there has been greater pressure on the system?
I would say not, because my feeling is that it was a bit more relaxed yesterday. We had the long week and some people would have been away. I don't think there would have been greater strain on the system yesterday.
Yeah. It was a warm day and during the day people are using solar anyway. So I don't know it's just what? An aging system.
So it's an aging system, poor maintenance. City Power that is in shambles, and essentially a government that doesn't have a plan to get us working forward again.
Right. Okay, so Daniel, thank you for your constant and tireless work. It is really, really thankless, but we do appreciate it, and thanks for keeping us informed. When you have more information, if you could let us know, that would be great.